Now, Dave, I think you'll answer this one very well. It's a text message, doesn't say who it's from. They say, love this show, downloaded all the podcasts, nakedscientist.com/podcast, by the way. He says, or she says, why, when you have a cup of cola, you're told to rinse the cup out with water before you fill it with cola to stop it frothing over. Why is this?
This is an effect very, very related to the freezing water we were talking about earlier. Basically, there's lots of gas, carbon dioxide, dissolved in the cola, and as soon as you release the pressure, that's much more stable as a gas rather than dissolved in the Coca-Cola, or other forms of cola are, of course, available. But in order to form a bubble, you've got to create a whole lot of extra surface. That costs lots of energy. So bubbles are only stable when they're above a certain size. If you've got a very, very clean glass, there's nowhere where for a bubble to form, so it takes a very, very long time for the bubbles to get formed, and so it doesn't froth up. If you've got lots of dirt on the bottom, some of that can be hydrophobic. That makes it easier for bubbles to form. It also might trap some gas, so you've already got a bubble there to start with. As soon as you've got lots of bubbles there, you'll get lots more bubbles, and they'll grow very quickly, and they'll turn into froth and make a horrible mess.
And I guess the other spin-off of that is that if you do clean the glass first, your drink is going to stay fizzier for longer if the bubbles are forming more slowly.
Totally. There'll be more gas in there for longer because it's escaping less quickly.
And Ben out there doing the production says that the same works for champagne, which stops you wasting any of it, which is the really important thing.